This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Supreme Court has put a stay on its earlier judgment concerning the change in definition of Aravali Hills. The court took suo motu cognizance of concerns surrounding the revised definition of the Aravali Range amid mounting criticism from environmentalists over its potential impact on the fragile mountains ecosystem. The government has welcomed the apex court's decision. Agriculture, Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday said, "The central government has introduced a new law, Viksit Bharat Ji Ram Ji, to address shortcomings and irregularities in the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. The minister was speaking at the state-level Kisan Divas 2025 program at Gauchar in Uttarakhand. He said the guaranteed employment has been increased from 100 days to 125 days under the new law. Country's industrial production growth surged to over a two-year high of 6.7% in November this year on an annual basis. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, staged a solid comeback, edging higher from upwardly revised rate of 0.5% in October. The surge in the industrial output was driven by 8% growth in manufacturing sector. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah reached West Bengal last evening to participate in a series of organizational meetings and programs. During his visit, the Home Minister is scheduled to hold several high-level meetings today and tomorrow with state party office bearers to discuss electoral strategies for the upcoming polls. His first key organizational meeting is scheduled to take place in Bidhan Nagar this afternoon. In West Bengal, harassment against Special Role Observer C. Murugan was reported yesterday at a hearing centre in South 24 Paragonas district. Allegedly, booth-level agents of the Trinamool Congress protested when Murugan arrived in connection with the Special Intensive Revision SIR process in the state. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has emphasised for creating a Delhi-like special unit of police for northeastern region in other states to ensure protection of the northeastern people. The minister expressed concern in connection with the incident of attack on a Tripura student in Dehradun in which he died later. The minister said that the Uttarakhand government has taken strict action in the matter and five accused were arrested who were allegedly involved in the assault case. Ministry of Railways has taken measures to mitigate train movement during foggy weather conditions. The ministry has advised the general managers of Northern Railway, Northeastern Railway and North Central Railway to take a real-time stock of trains and address issues including catering. The Ministry of External Affairs rejected Pakistan's remarks claiming attacks on minorities in India. Responding to media queries regarding the remarks, a spokesperson of Pakistani Ministry of Foreign Affairs, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal yesterday said, "Pakistan's abysmal record on this front speaks for itself." In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian local time. Harmanpreet-led women in blue are already leading the five-match series with an unassailable lead of 4-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.